Hey pal, looking for unique, out-of-the-box gifts this holiday season? Want to support local artisans and indie businesses? Or maybe just chill, browse, and vibe with some rad folks?
Either way, we've got something for you at the Winnipeg Punk Rock Flea Market's third annual Fall Market. On Sunday, November 9th, we're taking over the Victoria Inn for a full day of rad DIY makers, artists, and more.
From 11:30 until 6, we'll be featuring over 120 weird and wonderful vendors, plus DJs Mod Marty and Indie Rocker Are The Beat, and the Pop Punk Fridays crew spinning live tunes all day long.
Entry is free, but we happily accept pay-what-you-can donations to support the market and our community partners.
So shop local, shop weird with the Winnipeg Punk Rock Flea Market on Sunday, November 9, from 11:30 to 6 at the Victoria Inn.
For more details, find us online at wprfm.ca and follow us on IG at wpgpunkrockflea.
The following is a CKUW 95.9 FM original program, celebrating over 10 years on the Winnipeg airwaves, created by volunteers in the community, made possible by generous listener support.
Kids, yeah, it's me, your old pal Stu here once again on a Wednesday evening. Time now for Winnipeg's only rock and roll radio show, The Twang Trust. Yes, indeed. What kind of fun do we have in store for you tonight? Well, glad you asked. Be talking about a couple of shows going on tomorrow night here in town. I want to go to both, but there's just no way. So we'll tell you where I'm going to end up. Spoiler alert, it's close to home. Also, some new stuff. Some more new stuff. Some stuff that's new to me, not necessarily new stuff. It's a little old. And some new covers. Yes. Very exciting. I got the covers by supporting community radio elsewhere. I'll tell you about that in a little bit here tonight on the Twang Trust. We'll be right back.
imagine expensive cars. Gotta love that neighbor with a Beamer, custom Kenny Apple Red. You got more brains in your femur than he's got in his head. So many words he wants to use, he can't say no more. Talks so fucking loud, cause a genocide of war. I am judging, he is judging me. Your grudges keep on bubbling. Well, we both hate most cops, maybe we can build on that. Whatever happened to bubblegum baseball cards and Blueberry Hill? Fuck this shit. Till there's a horse pulling the hearse. Worship billionaires, trillionaires, nepo baby billionaires. Like gnats from Mars on the race to be the worst. Whatever happened to driving movies, milkshakes and french fries in July, and surfing USA? Fuck this shit.
Thanks for tuning in and being side by side here with me, your old pal Stu, here tonight on the Twang Trust. That's brand new music from Colorado, new EP called Let's Start a Band. And what do you know, Colorado in town tomorrow night at the Handsome Daughter. Nobody knows about it. It's the worst promoted show ever. It's if you look at the Colorado website, they've got a picture up of their tour dates. Every single one of them is sold out except Winnipeg. And that's because nobody knows it's happening. I don't know. I like the Handsome Daughter. It's a fine place, nice and small and cozy. And the food is amazing. Never had a problem there. And it's nice and close to home, but man, they can't promote a show worth a damn. I don't know. And details are vague. I don't know if it's a band or it may just be Menno and Nixon in solo acoustic mode, doing like acoustic things and answering Q&A and stuff. I don't know exactly what it's going to be, but who cares? Go. It's going to be great, whatever it is. I think I'm probably the only Colorado fan who got turned on to them by leader Menno Verstig's solo record that came out earlier this year. One of my favorite records of the year, for sure. It's called, I forget what it's called. Anyways, I'll tell you later. We'll play a song from it right now. It's like an acoustic singer-songwriter, vaguely rockin', rootsy kind of a record. And then he's got this pop punk band that he plays with, or he used to, and now it looks like they're their thing again. I don't know what's going on, but we can ask him tomorrow night at the Handsome Daughter. Here's something from that solo record. This is a cut called Video Store. Can you hear the birds?
Skids, yeah. In the summer, ain't nothing funner. Bum around by the video store.
But some of the best kids, just like VHS's, ain't around no more. For the ones still living in this sore place, been like sitting in some drawer. And if it weren't for the way you loved me through it, I'd be dead on some barroom floor. And if I could rewind now to where it all began, I'd sing a prayer to the kids by the video store that never stood a chance. We would drink enough, whatever there was, to kill a Clydesdale every night. But we'd do enough drugs and punching to bring that same horse back to life. Do you want to hide out in a bar, pretend it's full of poets, sit alone in the corner and shiver? But those romantic places, turn the lights up and it's more like a dead poet's liver. And if I could rewind now to where it all began, I'd sing a prayer to the kids by the video store that never stood a chance. Me nights were late this spring, starting to lose it like everyone else. When the tears finally bloomed, an ocean of blue, I nearly cried myself. So I drove down to the strip mall to look for the video store. And I know damn well it's been gone for years, but I had to check once more. And if I could rewind now to where it again, I'd sing a prayer to the kids by the video store that never stood a chance. Skids in the summer, ain't nothing funner, bum around by the video store. But some of the best kids, just like VHS's, ain't around no more.
She pissed in my house. He's bad, but I love him still. He's a bad dog, a real bad dog. He's the worst dog I ever seen, but I love him still. I love him still, and that's all a bad dog needs. Come on. You got this way of seeing the good in everything, like a dad looking under the hood. He'd been down so much, he found an understanding what it's like to be misunderstood. You know, maybe his dad had a bad hand, and he rode wild with the dealer's damn tan. And we know his mom with death, I suppose, so maybe that's why he's so loud. He's a bad dog, a real bad dog. He's the worst part of love and still. He ripped off my couch, he pissed in my house. He's bad, but I love him still. I love him still, and that's all a bad dog needs. Come on, man, it's time for your walk. On the day that I met him, he was ribs with patches of fur. Oh, it seems to me that dog don't need more excuses for being a jerk. You see, under every bad boy, you can find a good boy as long as he got something to chew. So him and me, we take it easy on each other, even when that ain't easy to do. Cause he's a bad dog, a real bad dog. He's the worst, but I love him still. He ripped off my couch, he pissed in my house. He's bad, but I love him still.
say. And don't bother learning to play. There's an app for that. You just gotta pay. Showbiz, baby. Oh, yeah, that's showbiz, baby. Don't bite the hand that keeps.
The plague or the avian flu, coming for me, oh it's coming for you. It turns your will to live into goo. It wears you down, down. That's how it gets you. It rots your brain, you stop brushing your teeth. Soon you feel like it's pointless to speak. Count the days till the end of the week. You're going 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. It makes you smoke. Counting the ways, you're the butt of the joke. You're going 1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
Elbows up, folks. Yeah. More New Colorado here on the show. We heard three of the five songs from the new EP called Let's Start a Band. Yeah. Good idea. I'll design the t-shirt. Oh, that was... What was that? What Killed Elvis Presley? That's Showbiz, baby, before that. And from Colorado Leaders Menno Verstig's solo record from earlier this year, Why We Run, we heard Bad Dog and Video Store. There's Colorado fans who are going to want to hear Colorado songs tomorrow, but as much as I like a bunch of them, and this new EP is great, as you just heard, I really want to hear some of those Why We Run tracks. Saw him in Toronto back in March. superstar band. Man, Darcy Yates on bass and Kendall Carson on fiddle and, I don't know, Neil Peart on drums, I think it was. Somebody. Anyways, it was an awesome band. Opening for Mariel Buckley. Crazy. Anyways, yeah, tomorrow night, The Handsome Daughter, Colorado, or some variation of it. Go find out. Buy a ticket. Go. Unless, of course, you're going to Times Change. And I couldn't blame you if you made that decision, because they got a great bill too. Triple bill tomorrow at Times Change. Scott Nolan is the big local name, but some out of town folks come, and Skinny Dick, good pal to the Times Change crowd, and very first non-Joker's Garage appearance by Lachlan Neville. Yeah, we did see Lachlan earlier. Was it this summer? And in some Joker's Garage, Lachlan Neville. Had never heard him, but dang, he's awesome. And he's just getting started. And I think he's going to turn into what I hoped Colter Wall was going to turn into. Man, you know, you heard that first Colter Wall song. Remember when you heard the Sleeping on the Blacktop, and you thought, oh, this guy is going to be amazing, and then he hasn't come out with a second good song yet. I'm still waiting. I mean, he's got an amazing voice, but no songs. Lachlan Neville has got the songs, man. Man, he's got it's kind of a mini album that's coming out as of this week, Friday, it drops completely. We got a couple of cuts we're going to hear right now from it. And this one in particular goes pretty swell with the song we just heard, thematically speaking. This is called Tear for the President. Lachlan Neville, tomorrow, Times Change.
My granddad used to tell me he saw the present cry through the TV waves in Washington, 'cause they caught him in a lie. And they waved all their flags, they built all their toys, married all those young girls, and they killed those young boys. Think I'll shed a tear for the president, pretend it never happened, and go to sleep. Think I'll rip out to the city, see what there is to see. Maybe find that prophesized land of the free. I'm starting the Ford, I'm giving it gas, and I'm burning my life away on the overpass. Think I'll shed a tear for the present, somebody has to, after all. Brother Don grinds a job, Brother Bill grinds his axe, Mama hates the Mormons, Granddad hates the blacks. It's all too much to talk about, nothing left to see. Just broke down barns, blown away in the Kansas breeze. Mm-hmm. brains are all busted. The mines are all shut down. Bill Gates bought 100 sections right outside of town. I'm sitting here on my cracker ass. What am I to do or say? But pretend the world was better in my granddad's day. Think I'll shed a tear for the president, 'cause this garden, it just won't grow no more. Think I'll shed a tear for the president, 'cause the president just won't cry no more. The transmission tower. Shouts the wind upon your hair. The well of love we share, the lonesome reprimand. A rusted out three-quarter ton, words dealt all the damage done. I love you, my darling one, but the truth, it shifts like sand. I swore I had this memory of lives empty, of leather-bound army greaves and airplanes roaring through the night. Looked up in a hopefulness, a lack of good description, too tired for young conviction, too old now to fight. Tell me what your old man said. Well, I try not to drown. And south of Watford City, I wrote down some pretty things. Angel wings and diamond rings and dawns flying out of the ground. Your deathless eyes like blue skies in the midst of stormy weather. Love light as a feather. Life meandering on. Threshers running in the fields. The yields a hard won labor. If only I could savor with a pencil and a song. Exploding in the distance. The wind, it made me miss this town of bones and silent prayer. As I struck down the juniper tree, I mourned what I'd been shown. love that I had never known, in the world that was never
until after the sun goes down. I was feeling grateful. one that was open all night long. The kind of place if you stay late, the whiskey pours like in an Irish song. She said, I'll stick around, at least until you get your feet on the ground. I was feeling grateful, I hope it shows. Just where it's headed now, nobody knows. Sweet chariot, swing low. Sometimes holding on is easier than letting go. I was feeling grateful, I hope it shows.
There's a chestnut from Mr. Scott Nolan. The original version of Swing Low. You can find the official released version on his record Before Tonight. But, you know, I kind of like that one. Yeah. Scott Nolan in town. Well, he's generally in town. But he'll be in performance tomorrow night at Times Change, High and Lonesome Club, along with the other folks we heard in that set of music. Skinny Dick, brand new EP from him. We heard Easy Going, More Easy. That's the name of the EP. And then we heard two from Lachlan Neville from Saskatchewan. I think that's how you pronounce it. He's got a mini album coming out Friday from it. We heard a couple of numbers. A Tear for the President and The Juniper Tree. Yeah. I'd go. I'd be there for sure if I wasn't already going to the Colorado show at the Handsome Daughter. What are you going to do? You know, there's not much going on between now and the end of the month. But of course, two cool shows happen the same night. Oh, ain't it always the way? So, here's something brand new. This is so weird. It's three guys from Georgia who I guess they've, you know, been backpacking around Georgia and bumped into each other a few times along the way and struck up some kind of friendship, and now all their projects are sort of, you know, wishy-washy and semi-retired and stuff, and they figured, hey, why don't we start a band? And they did. The band is called Howl Owl Howl, and it's fronted by, I guess it's sort of a co-fronting situation, Mike Mills from REM and Hootie from Hootie and the Blowfish, and I forget his actual name. You probably know. And he makes country music post-Hootie. And now he's hanging out with Mike Mills and, what's his name? Steve Gorman, the original drummer, or at least an early drummer. I don't know if he was the original one or not. For the Black Crows. Yeah. All those guys got nothing to do, so they got together. And they're making a record. They've only released one song so far, but it's pretty swell. And I don't know, I must say, ever since iCarly went off the air, I haven't really paid much attention to Ariana Grande, I gotta admit. So I don't really know what's going on with her. But apparently, last couple of years, she released a song called REM. And not only did she have a song called REM, She put out a line of perfume and I think other products as well. And they're all called REM. And I guess Mike Mills got a kick out of it. I can see why. And he came up with this one. This is called My Cologne. Brand new from Howl Owl Howl.
Woke up today, took a sniff. I felt so ordinary. Got out of bed, had a look at my cologne. Stale, cheap and pale, bought on sale. Had to up my game, but how? I was lost, I didn't know who said to where.
Hey, Winnipeg, this is Gabriel Velarde, and you're downtown and underground with the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Oh my goodness, what was that? You know, Brandi Carlile is one of those other people that, you know, I mean, I love what she's all about. I love her passion and I love what she's singing about. I'm all about her. She's so great, but I've never heard a Brandi Carlile song that did a damn thing for me. But then I saw her on SNL this past weekend doing that one there, brand new cut called Church and State. And man, my jaw just dropped to the floor. Not what you're expecting from Brandi Carlile. And, you know, really, I mean, it was probably something a half-decent U2 cover band could have whipped up on their break. But still, I was impressed. I was. So there you go. Brandi Carlile on the Twang Trust. Before that, brand new from Mise en Scene, title track to the Leftovers EP. More tastiness from Mise en Scene. And speaking of tasty, howl, owl, howl. That's fun to say, kind of, huh? Howl, owl, howl. That's Mike Mills and Hootie and the Black Crowes drummer. New supergroup with a song called My Cologne. gotta love that. Gotta love that. Gotta love this.
It's almost time for the third annual Fall Punk Rock Flea Market. If you're looking for that unique gift for that hard-to-shop for a friend or family member, or if it's time to treat yourself, the Winnipeg Punk Rock Flea Market has over 120 local DIY vendors to choose from.
So head on down to the Victoria Inn at 1808 Wellington Avenue on Sunday, November 9th, between 11:30 and 6 to find that amazing treasure. Entry is free, but we are accepting donations to support the market and our community partners. So on Sunday, November 9th,
Shop local, shop weird.
At the Winnipeg Punk Rock Flea Market. Visit us at www.wprfm.ca or follow us on Instagram at wpgpunkrockflea for more details.
I'm going to be there. I hope you are too. Yes, the Gig Posters 204 team will be out selling vintage Winnipeg concert posters of yore. Original copies, reproductions, and second printings. From 1958 up to present day. Yeah, it's a history of live music in Winnipeg. And we don't even care. Well, we'd like you to buy something, but really, we don't care. We just want you to flip through it and rekindle some great memories and have some fun looking at this stuff. And due to popular demand, I think we're going to be bringing the Garfield Wall of Stuffies with us. Just because they were so darn popular with the kids a couple weekends ago. This past weekend, I was at the Forks. I was actually set up at the Forks in the Forks Trading Company, that big craft store up on the second floor there. I had my own little room. And, yeah, it went pretty good. I was expected to sell nothing but Hozier and Noah Kahn posters, but didn't. I don't think I sold any. I think I might have sold a couple of Hoziers. I don't know. I wasn't there the entire time, which was nice, actually. You didn't have to be there all dang day like you do at everything else I set up at. But, yeah, sold some fringy stuff, sold some things I'd never sold before. Somebody got an original copy of Cowboy Junkies poster from 1993, I think it was. Yeah. Plenty of coolness. Yeah, come see us this Sunday at the Punk Rock Flea Market. We'll play some Gig Posters for you now in this next set of music. Two of the most popular ones I got right now, and I hadn't really sold them before. I had one of them, and then I found another one, and I thought, well, I didn't know how good they would go over with people, but they're like the biggest selling things I got right now. I got a Soundgarden poster from, what was it, 1994, I think. And then Chris Cornell at the Burt from 2007. Yeah. And, well, here's my other favorite Brandi Carlile song.